Look, Dad. Teacher says every time a podcaster burps or chews into the mic, an angel gets its wings.
Hey, Mom home?
She's pooping.
Freeze, you diseased rhinoceros pizzle.
What the hell do you want?
What do you think I want, you mean old bastard? I want a fucking room.
Lilu Dallas Multipass.
Fuck all y'all, I'm going home.
I got Madonna's big dick coming out of my left ear and Toby the Jet, I don't know what, coming out of my right.
May the Schwartz be with you.
We could have retired in Hawaii.
I have been to Hawaii.
Which island?
Come on, I want to lay you.
There can be only one.
Funky butt loving.
Did you say funky butt loving?
Oh.
Yes! Yes!
I'll have what she's having.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Cancuzzi, a weekly podcast for all your nerdy needs, kitschy comedy, and geeky garbage. I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
And I'm Cole.
Everyone's Wise. Coming in loud and clear.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Last week blew ass.
It sucked. I recovered it, though, right?
Sure.
A little bit. You guys ever go dumpster diving?
No.
No?
Yes.
How about you?
Of course.
I mean, I've got, like, you know when they do that thing where people get rid of their big shit and their springtime cleaning and they leave it on their front yards and stuff?
Yeah.
I got, like, golf clubs that way and fishing rods and shit.
Well,
there used to be a distribution place that would throw out bags and bags of potato chips, like, on the expiration date. And they'd throw them in this dumpster in the back, and we'd go and raid that fucker. Like, I had a friend who had an old, what was it? Like a hatchback Pinto type car.
Nice, nice.
And we filled that fucker with bags of chips. Oh, it was a great summer.
Well, I went dumpster diving at my own apartment building here. It was pretty awesome. I got a poker tabletop.
Oh, nice. Why don't we play poker and podcast at the same time?
Maybe we will.
I think
we will. At some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really awkward, though, because I'm like, what if I run into this person that I threw it out, you know?
Well, you're walking away with it.
It'd been really weird, so I nearly had a heart attack.
Who throws that out?
He'd be thinking, that piece of trash has my garbage.
So I had to run it upstairs really fast, and Deanne was like, why do you want that? Why do you need that? I'm like, well, I played poker this week and kicked Robbie's ass.
Yeah, I heard.
But, Cole, I didn't...
You should have saved that for sports.
Well, let me just say this. So you know how I made it sound like I kicked his ass?
Yeah.
I kicked his ass after the third reset, if that makes any sense.
No.
Well, when you're a first-time poker player, I don't know if you guys know this, whether you're at a casino or playing with your buddies, you get to do resets. Like, if you're getting your ass kicked, you get to just grab all the chips, mix them all up, and say, reset.
Okay.
So really?
So... After the second reset, I was able to kick Robbie and Austin's ass.
Oh, good.
So I didn't lose any money. So they owe me like $30, both of them.
Well, I feel bad for Austin.
Why?
But wait, fuck how Robbie. Many resets can there be?
It's like 3 or 4 per game if you need to.
3 or 4?
Why do I feel bad for Austin and not Robbie?
I don't know.
This is why I feel bad for Austin. Because when I was joking with them, because I knew you beat him because you told me you did.
Yeah.
So I went on the text chain for us four. And I said, hey, guys, how was poker? And Austin was like, it was fun. Taylor won huge. And then Robbie's a little bitch about it. Yeah, after he started over 3 times. It's like, well, fuck you, Robbie.
Okay, maybe you can't do that at a casino per se, but you can definitely do it with your friends. Only if you're new to playing the game.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. No, are you making this up?
I'm totally making it up.
I'm sitting here like, what the fuck? I've played poker before.
I've never got to reset, goddammit. Just kidding.
I've never heard of that. I was like, what the fuck
so,
is that?
So, yeah, we're going to have to play some Hold'em or some...
No, if I get like, no, because you're going to be like, oh, reset.
Four reset.
No, yeah. You're only allowed to do that your first time
no,
playing.
No, you're not. Shut the fuck up.
So this would be my second time
And yes,
playing.
I will come over and play poker. I will rape the shit out of you guys.
Good. I hope so.
All right.
I hope so.
Are we ready to hit some news?
Sure.
Sure.
The Comic-Con Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
I just noticed this pen I was using. Is this your company?
It's my pops.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
All right.
Big news. Net neutrality has been repealed. Get ready to get raped in the ass by your ISPs, everybody.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Didn't they pass it in something, but Congress has to approve it or something? Or is that still?
No, it's just been repealed by the FCC, and pretty much they have the say over it, unless Congress steps in and says, I don't think so. So we'll see what happens. But did you watch the video? From
You fucking, the, yeah, what's Ajit?
Ajit Pai?
Yeah.
Here he was, you know, telling everybody, you know, look what you can still do with the without net neutrality. So he's like going through all the stuff. Like, you can still do all this stuff. Of course, you can still.
And he's wearing different outfits, and he's like, one scene's got a lightsaber, and oh, he's a fucking idiot.
He's a cunt. All right, dude.
All right. I actually got some news about that video. So he had his YouTube channel taken down for 7 hours because of that video.
Really?
Yeah, because the DJ who made the track that he was dancing to, he filed a copyright claim against him. Because the DJ, who is called the Bauer or some shit, it's like a B and like four vowels and then an R. Well, fucking DJs.
Okay.
Anyway, so this fucking DJ, he supports net neutrality, and he was appalled that his song was featured in Pi's video. He also called Pi a loser, I don't know. I think it's just funny that there's a story about two people, and the guy who isn't a dickbag is the DJ. So
right.
Good for you, Bauer. I think your name is dumb, but that was a pretty awesome move on your part.
Oh. Mark Hamill and Ted Cruz got in a Twitter beef over this.
Really?
Mark Hamill, after watching the video, made a comment about that Ajit guy. It said, cute video, Ajit, he tweeted. Aren't I precious, in quotations, Pi. Ajit, aren't I precious, Pi, I guess. That's how you would read it. And then he had, like, some throw-up emoji. But you are profoundly unworthy to wield a lightsaber. A Jedi acts selflessly for the common man. Not lie to enrich giant corporations. By the way, did you pay John Williams his royalty? And nice. Then hashtag a Jedi, you are not. Cruz fucking retweeted Hamill's tweet and then responded, Luke, calls him Luke for one.
Wow.
I know Hollywood can be confusing, but it was Vader who supported government power over everything and said, done on the internet. Cruz kept writing, that's why giant corps like Facebook, Google, Netflix supported FCC. I don't know. He's a fucking idiot. And then, oh, reject the dark side. Free the net. Mark Hamill then went on. He's like, thanks for smarm spamming it to me at Ted Cruz. I think what he first did, he sent it to the wrong Mark Hamill or something. Because he like misspelled his name too. And he's like, I know politics can be confusing, but you have more credibility if you spelled my name correctly. I mean, wow. It's right there in front of you. Maybe you're just distracted from watching porn at the office again.
Mark Hamill said this?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I loved it.
That is fantastic.
That is. Fuck.
So, for those who don't know, earlier this year, Mr. Cruz had tweeted out a Pornhub thing by accident, and then they went back and they're like, oh, that was an accident. That was one of our what do you call it?
Staffers
or interns or whatever. It's like, oh, fuck you, mm-hmm. Cruz, you pile of shit. Anyway, so that's our net neutrality segment for the week. How about Should we get? No, no, no. I don't want to do big news yet.
Right.
So
right.
I got a good
news story. This one's fun as fuck for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Okay. Cruise ships. We almost need to do a fucking segment for cruise ships because there's like two big pieces of news for this shit. First of all, a Royal Caribbean on the Royal Caribbean cruise ship. More than 300 people on the cruise with like 5,000 passengers and crew members
mm-hmm.
caught a stomach illness.
Ooh.
They said 332 people were vomiting and had diarrhea.
Yeah.
How many? 300? How many?
And 32.
How many people were on the ship?
Were 5,000.
Jeez.
And so that's like, I think that's 5.9 or is it 6.9? It was 5.9. And anyway, that's how many people actually made it to the medical facility. They're not even taking into account the people that were too sick to fucking get there.
Wow. Oh.
So they didn't even. So the numbers are actually probably higher than 532. Ugh. And the Royal Caribbean's trying to play it down like, oh, yeah, well, like, I mean, these are just average numbers for when an illness happens. It's like, yeah, you guys went into intensive cleaning afterwards. If you just did, like, maintain regular cleaning, people right. would get all fucking sick and shit. That's not even.
Are they saying it was like maybe food poisoning or just.
I'm guessing it was probably food poisoning or some shit.
Yuck.
Fucking sick crew members and stuff. The other one on a family on a cruise, a Carnival cruise, found a hidden camera behind the rooms in their TV, behind the TV in their room, pointed at their bed. So Carnival claims that the camera was left behind by a recent guest. That they're saying recent, but there was a bunch of dust on the camera. So, like, how fucking recent could it have been?
Ugh.
It's probably been there for a while. They're like, oh, yeah, it wasn't even working. And the guy's like, yeah, it was plugged in. And it was still warm from the heat from being plugged in and shit.
Ew.
And, like, and then the family's fucking pissed, too, because the people that came in to, like, get rid of the camera or whatever mm-hmm. did it without gloves so they could have tainted any evidence or whatever.
Jesus.
And the people who removed it were obviously members of the cruise ship, so they think that they purposely did that.
Mm-hmm. That's fucked up.
That's fucking crazy.
You guys... Fucking, like, I've never been on a cruise, but...
No, dude.
You hear about, like, vomiting often, too.
Yeah.
One happened where there was a fire on board and fucked up, like, the engine, so they got stuck out on the water. The plumbing quit working.
Oh,
so
yeah, and shit got fucking, backed up. Yeah, and there was poop and stuff
shit
all over
everywhere.
The place.
Yuck.
Yeah, and then they had to get towed in. There was the other one, too, and like by Italy when the fucking, what do you call it? Who drives the boat? The fucking captain wanted to show off to, I think, his girlfriend or something. So he went closer inland. Close to this island, fucking hits like a reef, tips the fucking thing over. Bunch of people died.
Yeah, yeah,
he was one of the first guys off the boat too.
Thank God.
Do you think his girlfriend was impressed though?
Oh yeah, totally. If you saw a fucking like big ship hit a reef and then tip over, that'd be pretty cool. Like,
my boyfriend checked all this out.
Dude. And then he comes along
but
in a little
next
boat.
Time, the next time we go to a hotel, I think that's the first thing I'm going to do is check behind the fucking TV. It's like, let's see, make sure there's no hidden cameras back here.
I always check the bed and under the bed too, just for like money. I always check the Bible too. I flip through it just to see if anyone put any dollar bills, maybe some Benjamins in there.
Read your favorite scripture.
Right. Yeah, I usually do that too.
I'm okay with people filming me.
Yeah, I'm okay with people filming you too.
Yeah.
They get a good laugh. So this happened back in June. Uh-huh. We're throwing all the way back to June, but the video just went viral this week.
Yeah.
And you guys a big fan of San Jose?
No.
The town, not the Sharks.
No.
Okay. Well, you might be after this.
Okay.
So city councilman Landipe. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, got sworn in as a city councilman. What do people normally get sworn in on?
The Bible.
Not this guy. He got sworn in on a Captain America shield. And
is that legal?
Yeah. You can get sworn in on whatever you want.
Huh.
How fucking cool is that, though?
That's pretty awesome.
To get sworn in.
It makes sense if you're going to be a mayor in the country of America somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Get
fucking sworn in on a shield, Captain America.
I could have done that when I was running for mayor.
Speaking of San Jose.
Yes.
Okay, you know their affiliate team? Not the Sharks, but...
Barracudas.
The Barracudas.
Yes.
You know what their theme music is every time they score a goal?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so for the Minnesota Wild, it's Prince's Let's Go Crazy, right?
Okay.
I don't know what the San Jose Sharks official theme music is.
I'm not sure. I should find out.
But for the Barracudas, their theme music is Becky Lynch's theme music when she walks out to the ring.
Oh, nice.
The pro wrestler. I just found that out this week. I wasn't going to even write that down or nothing, but you're talking about San Jose anyway, so I was like, fuck it.
Awesome.
So did you hear about that British surgeon?
Surgeon.
Simon Bramhill. He pled guilty to...
Yes, I did hear about this.
pled guilty to assault on two patients. He used an argon beam coagulator. That's a tool that seals like bleeding blood vessels after surgery.
It's like a laser type thing?
It uses electricity or... it uses a high intensity laser beam.
Okay.
And like an electric laser beam or something. Anyway, he used this thing, instead of using it to seal blood vessels, he used it to brand his initials on their livers. So, okay, that's already fucked up. The other fucked up thing was there were other medical professionals in the operating room with him when he did it. And then, anyway, so he might have done it to more people. And on the one person, it turned out fine. But the second person, there was actually complications. So they had to reopen the fucker up. And the next guy who was up in them guts or whatever.
Yeah, the next doctor.
The next doctor.
So how did the first guy know that this happened to him then?
Well,
or the one?
No,
guy?
They didn't. They just went back.
They
to,
just
like,
went
whoever
back and
else
went
was,
through other people that had that
guy
operated on. But the next surgeon fucking found, like, when they opened him up and shit,
what the
found
fuck?
The guy's fucking initials on the lever, and he's like, "What the fuck, man?
what was his name?"
Simon Bramhill. So
Simon Bramhill was here.
No, they always had. No, for the rest of their lives, they're gonna have SB on their fucking liver.
That's.
Oh, do you know what the fucking asshole said after he found out that, or after
I'd love to
after
know.
They stripped away his medical license?
I'd love to know what this is.
He said, like, it's still a little raw.
Wow.
Like, as in eating... Oh, fucking asshole. He was talking
so you're
about,
telling
like, raw
me,
meat and liver and shit.
What if, like, that surgery is probably pretty expensive.
Dude, this isn't even the first case where this has happened. Like, back in, like, 2001, 2004 or something like this. I read this whole fucking article top to bottom. I read it, like, twice.
But
I was like, this is fucked up. Apparently, like, back in... I think it was 2004.
Mm-hmm.
A gynecologist he got his initials or he wrote the woman's name on her uterus. Like he wrote her own name on her uterus.
How bored do you have to like that shit you do at like a fucking clerk's
dude,
shop.
Dude, you gotta be a fucking psycho. You gotta be a fucking psycho with a fucking medical license.
You have to be.
You're not bored, you're just psychotic.
You know like when you're just bored at work and you just do stupid shit?
Yeah, like make videos or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
But like this guy is fucking, he's in your guts and he's just like, you know what, I'm just going to, you know. I don't know.
I'm going to tattoo them with an argon beam coagulator.
Cool.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? Ugh. Are we ready for the big news?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's talk about Fox and Disney.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
No.
You know what the best part about that news was?
What's that?
I was like, fuck, I don't want to write this down. And I was like, oh, Elijah and Taylor are going to do it for me, so I'm just not going to read any of these stories. I'm walking into this shit pretty blind.
You got to... So, you know how you were talking about a couple weeks ago, Cole, about how Netflix is... Or Disney's going up against Netflix with their own streaming service?
Uh-huh.
Hey, there it is. Well... This just got a whole hell of a lot more interesting with the acquisition.
Yeah,
right.
I told you Disney's gonna kill Netflix. They're gonna do whatever they can, and they're gonna fucking kill
this.
It.
Yeah,
think about
right.
This. We're talking Simpsons. We're talking the X-Files.
I don't even think Simpsons is on Netflix anymore.
It never was.
Okay.
We're fucking talking every FX show. I mean, This is fucking huge.
Yeah.
It's so big.
Yeah, what do we all got here? Deal includes 20th Century Fox, Fox Searchlight Pictures, which apparently is different, Fox 2000, don't know what that is, 20th Century Fox Television, FX Productions, Fox 21, FX Networks, National Geographic Partners.
What?
Fox Regional Sports Networks, which I thought that was off the table. I thought the sports and...
Oh,
and,
maybe, I don't know.
But maybe it was just the news ones. Fox Networks Group International, I don't know what Star India is, and Fox's, they have stuff on Hulu, too.
Yeah.
Sky and Endemol Shine Group, whatever that is.
Yeah. I honestly think that
so much.
I honestly That's think they're, that they're going to kill Netflix, and I think Hulu is actually going to do better because of this. Because Disney, they own like what ABC or some shit. ABC has a really good fucking working relationship with Hulu.
Well, now Hulu,
here's what I don't
now,
want.
Now they own all the stake in Hulu now too.
Yeah,
with all the Fox shows.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, they're gonna I think Netflix is fucking gonna die off.
I don't think
slow
so.
And miserably.
I really don't think so. But I think if anything, there will be a major competition with that. And I think whatever they come up with is going to be up there with Netflix.
Yeah.
Versus. Because I still think Netflix is at the top above Hulu, Amazon, all the other ones that they're trying to do, HBO Go even. And sometimes HBO has like way better movies than Netflix does too. I'm not sure why. But I think Netflix is just going to have to step up their game as far as like the outside content that they bring in as far as movies and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But they still have like all their great shows.
Those great shows are putting them into that... digging them into that big multi-million dollar hole.
Yeah,
that debt that they have.
That's never going to come
up. How are they going to ever earn that money back?
They just won't. It's bankrupt. I think it's just politics, though, really.
It's
like,
not
I mean,
the
like,
United States government. You can't be in debt forever and not pay it back.
Apparently, you can.
I don't know. I'm anxious to see, because honestly, what...
And if anything, somebody would like buy them out, pay for it, to own it or whatever, thinking it's a great idea to do something.
Let's
blah, blah,
say
blah.
Tomorrow you have access to everything under Fox, everything under
right.
Disney,
uh-huh.
ABC, all that stuff in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tomorrow it's $9.99 a month. Do you make that jump? Would you make that jump?
$9.99 a month?
Well, sure. It's,
right,
well,
right.
It's, I'm just
like
comparing
what
it
Netflix
to,
is.
Right. Would you make that jump from Netflix over to the Disney?
I might.
Dickbag Network or whatever.
I might too.
Because
Netflix is not great.
It's not great.
It was amazing, and then it just got a little worse and worse and worse over time.
Sure.
I don't know.
Because at first I was thinking
to myself.
The thing
is because my brother and I split the Netflix.
Yeah.
See, he loves it.
Yeah,
I told him, I wanted to ask him if we could cancel it, but I guess he pretty much only watches Netflix, whereas I pretty much only watch Hulu.
See, I watch Netflix once a day, for
really?
Sure. Every single day I'm watching something on Netflix.
I watch YouTube more than I watch fucking Netflix.
I would say I'm with you there on that one.
I watch Hulu way more.
Do you think the Marvel shows will ever move?
Yes.
Yes,
I think they got
Probably
about another.
Eventually
I think they
gonna...
got about another year with that because they weren't sure whether
I'm
or not they were going to play. I think Punisher 2 is the second season is going to be on Netflix, but they weren't totally sure if it was. So I think that'll be on there for another year and a half, and then it's.
I'm
gone.
Saying I'm going to go with 3 years. I think it's got to be a few years. I think they're gonna hit the fucking writer's room, and they're gonna come up with new content. They're gonna build a whole new site and try and make it better than Netflix. And as far as like streamability and what they can gather, I think it'll be a few years.
Okay,
I don't think it'd be too soon. Mm-hmm. But let's look at the plus side of things. For me, anyway. Okay, so Marvel content going under the Marvel roof. Fantastic Four, X-Men.
Yeah.
I'm actually almost more excited for Fantastic Four.
I'm not. The only reason I'm excited about the Fantastic Four is mm-hmm. the crossover between the Thing and the Hulk. Right. They could do a movie about the Thing and the Hulk and throw Spider-Man up in that. And they can do crossover between Johnny Storm and a bunch of people. Iceman, right, right. Spider-Man. But yeah. As far as Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman or Invisible Girl, what's your fucking name?
Sue Storm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Invisible Girl or Invisible Woman?
Invisible Woman.
Okay. As far as those two go,
yeah.
There's no stories I want to see about those two.
No, Reed Richards is a cunt.
The only story I want to see with him is him and Doctor Strange and Professor X and all those guys.
Exactly.
Secret Society. But you would have to have a Fantastic Four movie first, and that's just not going to work out.
It will. I think it will. I think they'll do a Fantastic Four movie. And what I'm more excited about than just the Fantastic Four is the Rogues. Like, they got a pretty good cast of bad guys. And Doctor Doom, who's awesome, and he's fought fucking everybody else. Is X-Men,
Captain Avengers, America,
the whole Negative Zone. I love that. A lot of bad guys come from that too. Whoa. Silver Surfer and a lot of the other Cosmo characters too that they could introduce with Guardians and those shows. And I think what I'm most excited for is that Galactus will be under that, and I think if they're smart, they would build that off again, because they did Galactus is finally going to be fighting somebody in at the end of phase 3 Avengers. Is that how it went? Phase 1, it was like all the first movies, Iron Man, Hulk, Captain America, Thor, and then Avengers, and then phase 2 was pretty much sequels and Avengers 2, and then phase 3 was brought in a few more, like Ant-Man, Civil War, Doctor Strange, and now we have it ending sort of with Avengers Infinity War, followed by the next year Infinity War 2 or whatever they're going to call it.
Well, how much longer do you think this is
going to... And it's sort of a finale, and it's going to change, and they've said that a while now, right, that it's going to be a different Avengers after that. So if you go with the phase... almost a Star Wars type thing.
Yeah.
4, 5, and 6 as another 10 years. Has it been 10 years roughly? Since. Was Iron Man like 2008?
Yeah, I think it was 2007. I'm not sure though.
Something like
what
that.
Year did Iron Man come out?
But anyway, I'm not.
But I feel like.
Oh wait.
Okay, so they've done. They kind of started with a showing of Thanos at the end of Avengers. I think by the, I guess, 5th Avengers movie or whatever, they'll probably have a Fantastic Four and then the coming of Galactus. And unless they just keep that in a Fantastic Four.
I would agree with you that the villains is more... I'm more excited about the villains. Right, I don't want to see Silver Surfer. Like when people say Superman is boring because he's overpowered,
right?
Silver Surfer is way worse because he's overpowered to the extent that I don't even know what his fucking powers are. He has the powers of the cosmic,
right? Right.
Or what the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know
exactly. You awesome. Don't even know what his fucking powers are,
right? Right.
But apparently he's unbeatable, and that's, you know,
pretty much.
And he flies around in space.
Yeah,
on a surfboard. Fucking retarded.
It's fucking cool. It's awesome.
So I don't know. It just seems like it's going to be so much. I mean, maybe they're going to be. That's why I'm really concerned about this new Avenger movie. It's so much.
They've done so well the past 10 years. I think as long as they're smart about it, they'll slowly introduce it. And of course, I'm guessing they will do a Fantastic Four movie and introduce them. I think. On the other side with X-Men and Deadpool, because Bob Iger, I'm guessing he's president or something over there, he said there is potential for Marvel's R-rated films like Deadpool and whatnot. So people who are worried, I think, shouldn't be.
Well, they shouldn't be because they're already doing that kind of stuff with Daredevil, Luke Cage, The Punisher on Netflix. They're already doing rated R.
He means it's Disney-owned now.
Right.
Well, no. Well, yeah. Well, so is Marvel. That's the Netflix stuff is still Disney.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's nothing to worry about there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's still going to happen.
I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be under a subsidiary of Disney, like Disney Fox or some shit.
Right.
So. Yeah, probably. But I think it'll be cool, and I think they will eventually bring mutants into this. But they still have that loophole where you know, because Marvel owned rights to Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, but so did X-Men. So, like, how do you explain Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver with bringing in Magneto, because he's their father, you know?
Well, they never brought it up in the movie, so
right. Really, but if you bring it up, I don't know. I mean, you'll have to keep that separate. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. I want a job over there. I can help these guys.
Everybody, give Elijah a job at Fox.
I help Fox. You bring these guys in, and you know. Whatever. And I know they're going to eventually have a new Wolverine. They're going to recast him because fucking money. That's why.
Cool.
All right. I'll shut up.
About fucking time.
Right.
I knew that'd be a long segment.
Should we move on?
Basically my sports news. He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. Sports with Cole. Don't shit your shorts. It's just Cole on sports. Golf is not a sport.
Did everyone see Romeo's wet plate that he had done?
His what?
Yes.
His wet plate?
Wet plate?
Yes.
What the fuck's that mean?
Well, a wet plate is like an old school, like real, like the.
Not the reason first. He's talking about this, if you don't know, is Romeo wrote that song, the Colon Sports song.
We got to give him a shout out every week. But anyway, he had a wet plate done. So old-fashioned photography. Like, they've got the whole box.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah. Shane Balkowitz here in town, he does the wet plates. Deanna actually had a couple of them done, and they look fantastic. They're really a cool thing to do. I wanted to do the best, but because he does it for free.
Like, what?
He just loves this. He loves doing this. It's just his passion. But
that would be awesome. Let's totally do that. And let's do Kem Kankuji.
That'd be
cool. Wet plates.
That would be so cool. I would love to have a wet plate of myself.
I don't know. That just sounds nasty. I don't know what the fuck.
It's like an old-timey photograph.
Okay. It sounds like
But I'll, when Deanna comes home, I'll have her show you hers, and you'll see why they're so cool. Anyway, Cole, let's hear the sports.
Okay. So last week, after we did, me and Taylor edited the podcast as quick as possible. And then you ever fucking mute me like that again, dude?
Son of a bitch. What happened that night? So, you guys went out.
So afterward, we went out. We met up with Joshua Winters, who's coming over for wrestling tonight. And we ate wings and watched the hockey game. And my Minnesota Wild beat his fucking San Jose Sharks in overtime.
Which was kind of funny. When we left, what was the score?
3-0.
It was 3-0, and by the time we got to the bar or the restaurant, it was tied up. I'm like, holy fucking shit! Didn't expect that. So, give the Sharks a little round of applause here.
The Sharks, wait, give me that.
Here we go. Well, you know, they came back and it got a point in overtime,
and they lost. So we got to fucking talk shit to Taylor. So that was nice.
Yep.
Even though Josh doesn't watch hockey because they lost, he decided he's a lifetime Wild fan now.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Cool. Good for him.
Oh, also,
should we talk about his dad?
Oh yeah. Josh's dad.
Oh my god, this is hilarious.
Just this fucking, I don't know,
Mr. Winters.
Yeah. Sure. Mr. Winters. He is just the weirdest. He's a nice guy sometimes, but then like if you talk shit on Menards, he gets personally offended.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I went to Menards and those people are fucking retarded. Like no, Menards is wonderful and like it's great, and it's just like, dude, like shut the fuck up. Well, Josh told him about how like hockey teams like to incorporate Star Wars into their uniforms sometimes, and like how San Jose does like had like Marvel Night the other week. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I don't know, something about it, but nerds really like hockey, right? Which is Josh's personal feelings. His dad got fucking pissed. Just fucking pissed. Because his dad's all about hockey and shit. He's like, it's not true. Nerds don't like hockey. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, don't freak out about everything, man. Like,
what a douche.
It's funny. Well, that was another thing, too, like when Carson Wentz was, like, when people were looking at Carson Wentz as possibly being drafted into the NFL, his dad asked Josh, he's like, so you're going to watch the game? Josh is like, why the fuck would I do that? Like, I don't watch football. He's right. Like, well, Carson Wentz is going to get drafted. Josh is like, I don't know who that is, and I don't care. And he was so mad that Josh just didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like.
Josh, you're a disappointment to your father.
To North Dakota. Yeah, I agree. I agree with him. Like, who fucking cares, man?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, the other piece of sports news is Vince McMahon is interested in reopening the XFL, the Extreme Football League.
That was so dumb, though. You even want to call it extreme.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember.
It was because they put a wall around it, right?
No.
No, because they were treating it like Monday Night Raw during the Attitude Era, and they would do little skits like where they were going to pretend to break into the women's locker room. They let their players, instead of putting their last names on their back, like put their nicknames on their back.
Huh.
And, hate me?
Yeah, there was a guy named He Hate Me.
Okay, but listen. That's the locker room bullshit that you're talking about came after the initial push for it, and it started kind of flopping. They tried to do something like that, but they made it sound. I remember watching this as a kid and being so excited for it, being like the WWF at the time, and how they're just going to kick the shit out of each other on the football field. And it wasn't. It was just really shitty football players trying to play football.
There was some cool things, like instead of a coin toss. Like to see who got the ball, who got the ball first. Like they would have like a race. They would have like a 40-yard dash, and the ball would be at the end. And whoever grabbed the ball first, you got the ball after kickoff. Unfortunately,
a lot of people got hurt. A lot of people got hurt doing that because they're both running towards this ball trying to get it. And nice. Yeah, a lot of people got injured doing that. But and then there was no fair catching either. You know, like when they punt the ball or kick the ball. NFL players allowed to wave their hand up in the air to indicate a fair catch, so they won't get hit.
Okay.
So the ball just gets dropped or placed right there. There's none of that. So people are getting creamed doing that too. It was pretty awesome.
That part, kind of. That part would make it a little more interesting.
But like I said, like the caliber of the football players, these are like NFL college rejects that can't play fucking football to save their lives. So a lot of the times, what happened was. Teams were pretty well stacked, and they would just destroy the other team. It wasn't even an entertaining thing to watch. So, I don't know. Did you have any more details on that?
I don't have more details yet. It kind of looks like he was going for it after ESPN did a 30 for 30 documentary on him.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was going for it, and then he's kind of like pulled back a little bit. Like, it was going to be opening on January 25th, so it wouldn't be running up against the NFL. It'd be like kind of near the end of the season.
I'd be down. I'd be cool.
So you could still watch football when the NFL is over, but now it kind of seems like it's not totally like finalized. He's just kind of making a corporation where they can do it. He's like still looking for funds. It's just all I know for sure is it's going to be separate than the WWE.
Cool. I'd watch it again. I mean, but like I said, last time it wasn't the greatest. Maybe they should get Donald Trump involved. You know, with the USFL.
He killed the last league he was in. I think they did. They did some things that the NFL started doing, the XFL, like the way they filmed it, like the overhead shots.
Yes.
They started doing a few things that the NFL adapted later on, okay. But otherwise, it was pretty much a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty.
Actually, remember that real life superhero that we met in?
Yes.
What?
In San Diego, Mr. Extreme.
Yep.
Part of his uniform is an old XFL, like what was it, helmet or jersey or something?
Oh, okay.
And that's why he's in the Extreme Justice League. He modified it, so instead of XFL, it says XJL.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, fucking like we're at San Diego Comic Con in 2012, and we're after one of the cons. We went out that night and stuff. And then we went to
Kevin Smith's podcast.
Oh, that's what.
And
it was.
We were walking back from it like a couple of drunken assholes.
Yeah,
and Elijah especially was fucking tuned up.
And we walked past these guys just dressed up. You know, I didn't think anything of it because it was Comic Con.
Yeah, right. They're standing right in front of the courthouse and shit, the San Diego courthouse and. Yeah, and Elijah just thought they were Comic-Con cosplayers. And I recognized the dude from Mr. Extreme from a documentary.
Oh, okay.
And I started talking to him like, oh,
these
hey.
These are real, like vigilante types,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy, what he does is a lot of times he'll hear about a rapist, so he'll get like a sketch from a sketch artist, and he'll go around and like put up like, watch out for this guy. He's been known to be raping people in this area. And like actually wound up catching this guy that he was out putting posters up and all this stuff, and it was partly attributed to him putting the posters up. He doesn't really go from rooftop to rooftop and looking out to beat the shit out of people, but he tries to help out where he can.
Right.
I think he gives away like bottles of water and like stuff like that homeless people can eat, because there's a buttload of homeless people in San Diego. He's not really an ass kicker. He does some jujitsu and stuff.
Let's get him on the podcast sometime.
Yeah, I don't think we would want that guy on the podcast.
Yeah, we totally
had a hard time talking into the camera on the documentary.
That's fine. He can talk on the phone. Yeah, so we walk by, and then Cole's like, oh my God, that's Mr. Extreme. And
I was talking to him. Elijah didn't understand what I meant by real-life superhero, so he's kind of asking these questions that were kind of, some of them were kind of like good, and they were curious, and some of them were kind of dickish. Like, and he's drunk as fuck, and you could tell the guy was kind of annoyed with him.
One guy was in a... there must have been at least five of them.
There were at least five.
Had their different names. So one guy almost looked like a big teddy bear onesie. I was like, what's your name? He's like, Bear Man.
Yeah.
I was like, Bear Man. Okay, awesome. Mr. Extreme. One guy, I think, went by Moon Knight, which confused me. Yep. I was like, wait, how can you be an actual comic book character? You can't like just dress up as Spider-Man, call yourself Spider-Man. You know, I'm Spider-Man and fight justice.
I'm Man Spider.
Injustice.
Yeah, but that guy did that.
There is a man spider, though.
Somehow we got off the topic.
Yeah. The XFL coming to a city near you.
Yeah, it could be coming to a city near you.
Yes, sir, we promised you a great main event here tonight.
Very classy, a maker of champions.
WrestleMania!
Hulkamania is running west.
Yeah, wrestling. It's on tonight.
What is it? Clash of Champions.
Clash of Champions.
So me and Taylor and Josh Winters will be watching that. Anyone else? Is Austin coming over?
No, he's working until 10. Robbie's out of town. And maybe Jeffrey. I'm going to text him.
Maybe
if he
Jeffrey.
Wants to come.
Okay. We'll be watching that. AJ Styles will be taking on Jinder Mahal. It's going to be a good match AJ's in it.
Yeah.
The Usos are going to be in a four-way match.
That's fucking stupid.
That's
going to
be a really bad match.
And if I'm not mistaken, how this works is it's not four-on-four in the ring. I thought it's a tornado tag.
I think it's four-on-four. They can't tag anyone else except for their own partners.
Okay, so...
It's four-on-four, four dudes.
So it's like a fatal four-way with tag team.
Yeah, each of the dudes...
Fatal eight-way.
Yeah.
Gay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a bad match. Oh, you know how I said the Usos are never in a bad match? WWE figured out a way.
They've done it.
The women are going to have a lumberjack match, so that means Natalya, you know that match is going to suck because Natalya's in it, is going to go up against Charlotte Flair, and then all the other women are going to be outside of the ring. If one of them goes outside of the ring, the other women are going to beat the shit out of them. So that's kind of cool. The fucking U.S. title is going to be that three-way with Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, and Bobby Roode. I'm not looking forward to this pay-per-view at all.
I will say that the Bobby Roode aspect of it might make it okay.
Dolph Ziggler is better wrestler.
I think they're both pretty good.
They're both good, but the fact that Dolph Ziggler is just... Or that all these guys are so boring outside of...
Right.
What they do in the ring, mm-hmm. but like talking, I'm not emotionally invested in.
Now, the one I'm trying to figure out, and because you're more up to date on the weekly show, what the fuck is going on with Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and the other dickbags?
The other dickbag. Oh, fucking Shinsuke and Randy Orton.
How are there two referees? I don't understand.
I don't get it, but somehow Daniel Bryan is going to turn heel or Shane McMahon's going to turn heel. I don't know which one. I'm not invested in that either. I basically forgot about it until you brought it up.
Well, I know, but from what I saw from the bill is it's two special guest
referees.
It's
two referees. Because Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn don't trust him to be impartial. And so Daniel Bryan is going to be the second referee, which I don't get how that works, so make sure that Shane doesn't fuck them over.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That's it for Clash of Champions. I got one other quick piece of wrestling news so that Elijah can go get another beer or whatever the fuck he's going to do. Do you remember when Cody Rhodes quit the WWE?
Yes.
He had that list of accomplishments he wanted to achieve.
Yes.
Like, and on this list, there was he wanted to go wrestle for this promotion. He wanted to go wrestle that guy. He wanted to go win this title, the Ring of Honor title. Oh, he lost the Ring of Honor title this week.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. Some dude that I don't know.
Some dude.
To some dude. But he had all these lists of accomplishments and people he wanted to work with and people he wanted to work for and all this stuff. And he's basically accomplished everything on that list, right?
Okay.
So James Ellsworth also started a list since he was released from the WWE.
God damn it.
It is like maybe 15 women's names on there.
He just wants to fuck them?
No, he wants to go have matches with them.
What?
But, and the one that he's only got one crossed off, and it's Becky Lynch.
Nice.
But yeah, it's a bunch of chicks outside of the WWE, and it's actually pretty funny. I was like, oh, well, fuck it. That guy, why not? Let him do what he wants to do.
He wants to beat up ladies? Let him.
Well, yeah, they kind of were saying, like, it's his version of, what we were just talking about him. Andy, the guy Jim Carrey played. I can't remember his fucking
name. Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman's intergender championship. It's kind of like his version of it.
What?
Which I think is funny, man. Like, the guy really, it's he got this little opportunity with the WWE. He's going to make the most of it.
Wasn't wasn't it you that was saying that Jericho went after
Kenny Omega?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that last week you were talking about?
He beat him so bad that he drew blood. Like, I think Kenny Omega bladed himself.
Okay.
But he hit him with the Kenny Omega's title.
Nice.
Like 4 times, and Kenny started bleeding out of his head and shit. Nice. And then they got into a big fight at the press conference, and they like threw a table at each other.
Nice.
Yeah, so they're really fucking...
I'm looking forward to it.
That one up. It's pretty funny.
I'm like, I really want to watch that without spoilers, but yeah. That's wrestling for the week.
That's wrestling.
Sweet.
I got one piece of dead celebrity news. We don't really even got to play music because it's really short.
I'll play it.
Let's not.
Just write up a little tune real quick right now.
I'm sailing away.
Okay, that's enough. All right, so this guy is already dead. He actually died like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, we missed him?
No, we didn't miss him.
Oh,
we talked shit on him, but it wasn't a comedian. Charles Manson, we figured out he died of cardiac arrest and also that he had colon cancer. I just wanted to mention that because I think it's funny that
that he had cancer.
No, I think it's funny that this rotten asshole had a rotting asshole.
Dude, I think we need to...
Wait, do I have a... Ba-dum.
Ba-dum. I think you just
I just want to make this clear that, you know, he never actually did anything.
Shut the fuck up, Taylor. You tried to bring that up last time.
I just want
to
make that clear. You didn't. That's our justice system at work, people.
Wow.
You don't actually have to kill anybody. You just have to tell people to, and then they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're.
Did I ever tell you like one of the three crazy chicks looked just like Jason Bateman? I'll show you a photo later.
Nice.
Yeah. Just look it up, and it's weird.
All right.
Anybody watch TV?
Sure.
Any cartoons, movies, shows, whatever?
No cartoons.
Okay.
I watched The Gifted.
Yeah.
It killed somebody. And it was a...
I did watch The Gifted.
It was a character... They kind of killed, like... it was kind of nonchalantly killed off. Just like, here, they're gone. And I was like, wow, that was kind of actually sort of a major character. And it was just like, fuck it, you're done.
Which one was it?
On The Gifted?
Yeah.
I think it was the redheaded chick.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
So you watch that, you're all caught up.
Yeah.
So you've seen at the end, you know who those girls are.
I don't.
That's the Stepford Cuckoos. Emma Frost. Emma Frost was
Yeah, she's part of the White Queen, whatever that.
But when
that
she started, group. When she started running the school, the X-Men's school,
yeah,
she had six pupils under him. Five of them were quintuplets, and then the sixth one was a guy who was like obsessed with one of the quintuplets. He had like a crush on her.
Okay,
and they all thought he was just. Awful. They didn't like him. I can't remember who he was, but he became a bad guy. He started doing some kind of drug to like boost his mental powers or whatever. But the Stepford Cuckoos were Emma Frost's like pet project because they were blonde girls that kind of looked like her. They could use their looks to like kind of like beguile people.
Right. Yeah.
They also had their mental powers, which were very powerful.
Yeah.
And sometimes one would die, but then the other ones would get more powerful. There were like five of them.
Wow. Okay.
And I think they.
So do you think there's only three in the show?
Yes, I think they're only going to go with three. I think they probably found natural triplets just so that they wouldn't have to pay more for the fucking.
I don't know. I thought that was CGI, sure. But you might be right.
It might be special effects, but I have no idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought it was really cool that they brought in kind of a major X-Men villain.
Okay.
They eventually turned on Emma Frost and shit, so that's why they wouldn't be helping these people out. So yeah, that was really cool. Also, I've been
that was a good show.
Ash versus
that
Evil
just popped
Dead.
Up on
yeah!
Netflix.
Popped up on Netflix. I
was
already
watching
got through
that.
A season. It's the first season.
I'm I was watching that on the box before, which has been kind of difficult. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So I don't think I finished season one, so I'm glad it's on. The two seasons are on Netflix now, right? Yeah. So I'm going to binge the shit out of that. That's pretty awesome.
Dude, just.
On Netflix, I've been watching Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders. Okay.
I'm on the last episode of season one. It's only six episodes per season, and they are like an hour long, but pretty good show. I like it.
Cool.
It's, who's that guy? He played
Scarecrow
in Batman Begins.
Oh, the pretty boy.
Yeah,
that guy never should have been the fucking Scarecrow. He was way too. He could have been like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he could have.
Is he good looking?
Yeah. The Scarecrow and Batman Begins.
Right.
A lot of girls love his eyes too. He's got those like blue eyes that just make him.
I was going out with a girl at the time.
Make
and
their seat
she
stamp.
Did not care about comics at all.
Yeah,
but after that movie was over, even she's like, that guy couldn't have been the Scarecrow. Like, just too goddamn good looking. The Scarecrow's supposed to be kind of like a creepy fucking, I don't know, skinny, tall, lanky motherfucker.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Like you?
Yeah, like me.
Ooh!
You could be the Scarecrow.
My face isn't fucked up enough, though.
We could figure it out for you.
Right.
He could.
Kind of. You got a little dent here on your forehead. What happened there?
I had a pimple or something. Oh. I don't know. It was all swollen, and then I was like, I don't like that. And then I was just like, I'll just push on it until it bleeds. And I did. So, yeah.
All right. Who went to a movie this week?
Hey, wait. Should we do a food review? When should we do a food review?
Food review, huh?
You want to do that first?
Or yeah.
Okay. Oh, I got that song. I'll try not to blow your ears off, but if I do, sorry.
But your mom's not here, so I guess we'll do a review.
All right.
Oh, I'm proud of you, Taylor. That's the first time you've ever played that song without fucking us up in the eardrums.
I made some TTHD.
Taco Del Mar?
Tater Tot Hot Dish.
Oh, fuck that.
It's fucking awesome. I had a craving for it ever since like I've gone to...
You're impregnated?
What's that place?
Humpback
it's on
Sally's.
Main Street, and they had the little servings.
It's Humpback Sally's.
Yes, okay.
I like how Taylor says it three fucking
I'm
times,
not
and
listening
you're still
to
trying to
he's,
fucking
he's
describe
in the zone.
It.
I'm in the zone of Tater Tot Hot Dish. You brown some hamburger. You put some vegetables on that, normally green beans.
Nope, you're done.
Stop it, Taylor. Stop fucking muting people.
I am not going to.
It's delicious,
green
I'll tell
beans
you that.
Are fucking awful, man.
It depends on what they're with.
Maybe if
it's
with
they're
asparagus.
Fresh beans
if they're fresh
are
green beans, I can do
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Even frozen beans, okay.
Yeah, I had to go
canned
with the frozen
green beans
ones.
Are a goddamn no.
Yeah, I had to go with the frozen.
But
it was good.
I went to the Chinatown buffet.
Was it awesome?
Honestly, I went there.
Which one is this?
This is the one down in the old TGI Fridays.
Yes, I've been there.
And I went there the first time for lunch, and I wasn't impressed. Okay. Because I usually get lo mein. I love lo mein, and I don't like the noodles there. They're too thick. But this time around was great. I skipped the lo mein. I went with the fried rice, blah, blah, blah. But guess what they had sitting in this pot?
Fly lice.
Crawdads.
They had crayfish. Yeah. I've never had them before. Yeah. And they were spicy and delicious.
Yeah.
You've never had them before?
No.
That's weird. Fuck, have you never had them before?
Am I from Louisiana, Cole?
So I've had them in Michigan. I've caught them in North Dakota and fucking eaten them out of Fish Creek.
Are they good?
Yeah. You just boil the motherfuckers and then you pull off the tails and you put it in butter and you eat it.
Oh, it's so like, good. Do you eat the poopy part too? Just question. I've never done it before.
You don't eat the heads.
No, not the heads. But like when I pulled it out, it looked like there was like shit.
That's part of their fucking guts. You pulled out part of the head, dude.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Am I going to die?
No, you just ate like brains? Fucking shrimp shit. You ate crawdad shit.
Oh, okay. It was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, I seen that on your video when you were showing it. I was like, ew, he got some fucking guts in there.
I didn't watch that.
Well, I'm not, like I said, I'm not seasoned on how to eat them, Cole. I didn't have a professional.
Yeah, you don't eat
Because I thought last summer we were supposed to do it, but we didn't do it, right? I thought you mentioned a crawdad boil.
No. Oh, no, we were going to do shrimp a boil. Shrimp boil, but it was... The ex's idea, and then she was being
an ex about it,
and so it just didn't happen.
I had a problem eating them one day. Was it? I was there with you.
With me, yeah. And then Winters.
He's asking the
waitress at the Chinese place how to do it, and she's fucking laughing at him. And finally, she gave up trying to explain to him. She's
just like, and then she came back with a fucking huge plate of them.
Of the crawdads?
Yeah. Crayfish? And just laid it down. She's like, okay, now practice. And I was like, what the fuck? I have to eat all this?
Where was this at?
Same place.
Chinatown.
Nice. Yeah. I didn't know they had them there.
Giving Elijah shit. It was fucking funny.
I'm about to start going there on the weekends. I think that's when they serve them. But anyway, that's the food review.
Okay, cool.
But we got this movie. This movie review is going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah?
I'm excited.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this grand illusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, hey. Oh, it's Star Wars week, everybody! It actually happened. It came out. Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot about this.
Well, I texted you. Remember?
No.
I said we're going to the 8:45 showing at the Dirt Mall.
Oh, I was working. Right. I didn't care.
Oh. How about you? Did you get to go?
No, I did not go. God,
but I just forgot that it came out because I didn't give a shit.
I'm not going to a 2.5-hour movie close to 9 o'clock on a work week.
It was a long one.
Yeah.
Spoil
the shit out of this one.
You want me to?
Yeah, why not?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm
gonna see it, so I don't want you to spoil the shit out of it. Hit the major plot points. We're both gonna see it, and we'll talk about the whole movie.
I do have a few questions.
Okay.
And Cole will judge whether you can answer or not.
Okay. Well, the movie starts off with,
Rey.
Well...
And
no,
Luke?
No, actually, it doesn't. It starts off in space, as it normally does. Weird. As it always does.
Oh, okay.
And you've got a joke right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a big sequence where the First Order is trying to wipe out the last of the rebels.
Because
I guess the rebels are all right there now, which is weird to me.
Why would you put all your eggs in one basket?
Well, because they're trying to escape. But what kind of I'm trying to get my head around is like, how did the First Order after they did all this shit to destroy the Empire, how is the Empire still around?
Yeah, like, they blew up two Death Stars. They killed the fucking Emperor.
But he still comes back.
Yeah, they killed the Emperor, and they're still...
still kicking ass. But anyway, it starts off with this joke between Poe Dameron and General Hux, the red-headed ginger man.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but he sounds like an alien.
He was in the first
one. He's got red hair and he's ginger, so he's got to be an alien.
Okay? And Poe's about to fuck some shit up.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But it starts off with this joke that just did not land for me.
Okay.
It's like, why? What are we joking around here for?
Yeah,
like,
we're all going to die.
It was just really strange. So, the space sequences in this were fantastic. They were great. Like the space battles, totally 100% behind.
Cool.
You said something about porgs.
Porgs, yeah, they're the new bird.
Are they like thing. The new fucking Wookiee?
Not really.
They're not as bad as a Wookiee.
A Wookiee or an Ewok?
No, yeah,
a Wookiee.
No, like Wookiees Chewbacca? Are fine.
Chewbacca?
Yeah, you're thinking of the Ewoks.
No. Or yeah, an Ewok. Are they as bad as a Ewok?
They're pretty fucking annoying, I'll say that.
Yeah.
They're this cutesy sort of thing, and there's a really quite hilarious moment between Chewbacca and one of these things.
Uh-huh.
And these birds, or whatever the fuck they are, live on the same place that Luke lives.
Right. They're like penguins, probably.
But they fly.
They do fly?
And they don't have beaks. So they're weird. They're these weird little things.
Okay.
This one, it sort of had like the three stories going on at one time, and then they sort of all culminate into one. They were going that route. I would say this movie was like Empire Strikes Back, fucks Return of the Jedi, while A New Hope gets to watch in the corner. That'd be the best way to put it. Like, there's like the first one was almost like shot for shot. Remake almost of A New Hope, you know, with
the wait, I thought A New Hope was more like what was the last one?
Force Awakens.
Sorry, yeah, right?
That's what I meant. The Force Awakens was kind of a remake of A New Hope. This one just kind of pulled elements from all the movies, I felt.
Okay.
What were some of your questions?
Do we get an answer to Leia, why she might not be in the third one? I mean, obviously.
See, now that was crazy to me. That's crazy because in should I spoil it a little bit?
No, because the previews make it look like she died, and he's right. She could be in the third one, okay.
But
we
think
don't
know. They've said that she's not though. Like they're not gonna. They don't have footage. They're not gonna put her in the third one.
Right.
So I'm kind of wondering if we have a resolution, and I'm hoping there is
not with that. No.
Okay.
And then it was really cool to see a character from the olden days. That was so fucking cool to me. I about lost my shit when
olden
I saw
days.
It.
So you're talking about
like how they CGI'd that fucking general
4-6.
That sucked, but this
I mean,
did
three,
not suck.
But they did four, CGI five, an old ass motherfucker.
No.
They bring back like a guy in like costume, like makeup sort of character, like an Admiral Akbar sort of
Well, Admiral
situation.
Akbar's still there. He's still there. But I don't want to spoil it, but
okay.
they brought somebody back that I thought was fantastic.
That's
oh,
cool.
Billy Dee!
I'm
going to take a guess. It's going to be Billy Dee!
I was just really excited to see this character come back. And
cool.
In a pretty big way, actually.
I'm kind of hoping he's right. You don't have to tell us.
Don't
but,
tell us
I'm
who
hoping.
It is, but we're hoping it's Billy Dee.
He just likes saying, Billy Dee Williams.
So I noticed on Rotten Tomatoes as well that this got great critic reviews, but the audience didn't care for it as much.
Which, what are you talking about? $450 million for opening
He's
weekend,
talking
second
about people
biggest.
Giving it ups and downs on the internet.
Yeah, 58% only. That was
what?
That's
as
fucked
of
up because the critics were all talking all that shit on that TV show I liked, The Orville.
Right,
and everybody liked it. Now all the critics are like, "Oh, this is the greatest thing ever," and now everyone's like, "Eh."
See, I thought this might. I thought it had potential to be the best Star Wars movie. Yet, seeing that, I didn't even go yet,
maybe,
so I probably would have gone like opening night.
I still would say,
but I hate people.
I still would say I liked go to the dirt ball, dude. There was maybe 30 people in the theater for the showing.
I probably will wind up seeing it this week.
I went
and
to
I will
Dark
definitely be seeing it.
Dark Knight at the dirt ball opening night because I fucking hate people. There was a fucking line for that shit.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Huh. Went from all the way out the door.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's still when the dirt ball had people that cared.
I think so.
But back to Star Wars. I really liked Finn and this new character that he interacts with, I guess you could say. I forget what her name was, but I really liked their interaction.
You're not talking about the Stormtrooper, right? From The Force Awakens?
Yep. Yeah, he is.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, she's badass. You never see her face in the first one, do you?
Oh, you're talking about Phasma.
No, he's talking about the black guy who was a Stormtrooper who became a rebel.
Yeah, right, but Finn. Who's the woman you're talking about?
She's one of the rebels.
You know about the Stormtrooper I'm talking about. It's the female one.
It's the one in the silver star.
Yeah.
He's talking about a new character. Okay.
New character. Okay. New character. And they go to a casino. You probably will like that.
Did I tell you my really bad joke? My extremely bad joke?
No.
Okay, if you want to go gambling and eat shitty pizza, where would you go gambling at?
You got me.
Little Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, you said that last week.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't remember it.
I didn't. Not right away. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys say. There were a couple of answers that didn't get answered, they did get answered, but not in the way that you wanted them to.
Okay.
Like, I was really hoping there would be a big reveal as to who Snoke was.
Right.
What is this guy? Who is he?
Nothing yet, huh?
Okay.
What about Rey? Do we have any find out what her history is?
Unless Kylo is lying to her, which could very well be. You
hear something.
Very little. I'll say it because it's not really a big spoiler, but you find out that her parents were drunks and that they sold her out to this planet. That was it. So he could be lying, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, back to this Porgs thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's put it on a scale of 1, 2, 3. Okay, which one is worse? The Jar Jar Binks characters, the little fucking Gungans or whatever they are, or the Ewoks or these Porgs?
I'd say the Porgs are probably the best out of the three.
They're the best out of the three.
Would you call them Porg stars?
I would, but they got this annoying shriek that's just like,
did you watch the Honest trailer on Return of the Jedi?
I want to say yes.
Probably.
Okay, just came out days ago. Yeah. That shit was funny.
That was funny.
So I don't know. As far as where this falls in the, I'm not even gonna bother with the prequels. So I'll say, you know, I think the best Star Wars still is Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Followed by The Force Awakens, and I'm gonna put this one in.
Wait. Okay. I was gonna do that as your top 10 if you didn't have one.
Oh.
It's gonna be the top 10 Star Wars movies. Well, I mean, technically, there's what?
Well, he already gave us 1 through 3, right. Or 3 through 1, or however you want.
Well,
so, right. I'm going to have to say it's definitely got to be Empire still.
Okay.
Then the Force Awakens.
Yeah, second.
Yep. And then I'll put this one at third.
Then Rogue One.
So it's pretty good.
Rogue One?
Messing with you because I know you didn't like it very much.
No, I'd probably go with A New Hope and then Jedi.
Then Force Awakens?
You wouldn't have...
The first were right.
You wouldn't do Empire Strikes Back?
No, I was trying to follow after that. So yeah, it would definitely be Empire. Force Awakens. But then I would go New Hope, Jedi.
Yeah, but you haven't seen this yet, so you don't know. This could blow your balls off.
It could.
I think you'll really like it. I don't know if Cole will like it.
What's the worst one?
The worst one?
It's 2.5 hours long. You know I'm going to hate it.
I would say the worst one, when I was a kid, it was my favorite, but as I've grown up, it's definitely...
Phantom.
Episode 3?
Oh, we're talking the worst out of all of them?
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's like Attack of the Clones and...
Episode 3 or Episode 1?
I'd say Episode 2 and 3 are pretty interchangeable. They're both equally as shit.
I hate the first one. Only good thing about the first one, Phantom Menace, is...
Darth Maul.
I love Darth Maul. He's cool.
He's awesome. He's almost what saves the movie. Fucking just dies like that, and he was like the coolest character.
I liked...
But God damn it, I hated Anakin, that little kid.
Kid.
I hated the guy who played him afterward.
Yeah, Jar Jar. But the kid was worse, man. And the guy afterwards, yes.
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I like the pod racing. A lot of people didn't like that. I thought the pod racing was fine.
I think Episode 1 was better than Episode 2 for sure.
I about lost my
Natalie
shit.
Portman, fucking, she got worse.
I agree.
Like, between Episode 1 and 2, it's like, wow, I've taken 3 steps back in acting.
when in this movie they go to this gambling planet type thing,
cool,
this casino,
right?
And there was this moment where they kind of panned out to this track,
uh-huh,
and there was like this rumbling happening. I'm like, holy shit, are they gonna throw back to pod racing? But they didn't.
Oh, God damn it!
It was like these weird goat rabbit horses that
rabbit horses.
I guess I like that'd it. Be the way to describe them.
Dude, I was so excited to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week. Uh-huh. I kind of remember that now because like it's in space also.
Uh-huh.
Watched about 2 minutes of it and I was like, I'm tired. I don't want to watch it anymore.
Off. Well, I'm going to give this one a rating here. I'm going to say this is probably for a Star Wars movie, like a 4.2.
All right, that's pretty
good. Out of 5. I'd say like maybe Return of the Jedi or Empire would be like 4.5, 4.6.
Is there a really cool Jedi battle? Maybe lightsabers and some flips and kicks? And
not as much as you'd probably like.
God damn it.
Hmm.
Yeah, definitely. They're definitely.
Are there any surprises that were like, whoa, I was not expecting that?
For me, it was that one character that, okay, that popped out.
What about...
Because honestly, that was my hope for this movie, is that they were going to do sort of a Empire Strikes Back, like, I am your father sort of moment, and everyone was going to be like, oh my God. Didn't happen. That did not happen.
Probably a good thing, because I would already heard about you it do on see, Facebook.
You do see Luke grapple with the, like, pretty fucked up moment with Luke, and it's like, whoa, Luke, what are you doing?
I guess he totally Harvey Weinstein that Jedi chick.
Wrong.
Anyway. She came in and he was just in his Jedi robes.
So I think that's about it for this week. Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
No, that's it. Yeah. Kevin Kramer's a cunt.
No, I do have things I want to talk about. So my little brother's 21st birthday was last night.
Nice. Did he get fucked up?
No, not as bad as like you would have thought. Like he was with his buddies and they got fucked up. My other brother lost his truck. So
what does that mean?
Like he didn't know where it was and I had to give him a ride home. Like he thought it was near the bar, but it was actually like about 3/4 of a mile away. So I got off of work late. And so I didn't get out to where they were until, I don't know, hour and a half before closing. And as I get to there, they're like, we're going to go to Bucks. And I'm like, ah, shit, I don't want to go there. But he just turned 21, so I don't want to tell him no. You know, like, it's his fucking night or whatnot. So you turn that down just a little
bit. Sorry.
Just a little bit.
You're at Bucks.
So so we're trying to get this picture of me and my two brothers. And Shay's girlfriend's going to take it.
Okay.
And so we're taking it. We're all three standing there waiting for her to take the fucking picture. And I see this kid just, like, kind of shouting at us or towards us and shit. And I'm kind of ignoring him. And then I could tell he was, like, talking shit while he's shouting towards us. And I fucked up and I made eye contact. And then the kid started fucking just talking shit to me. And I'm like... Oh, this little fucker, you know, like, but he's only like, I was really sober because I just got into the bar and he's like only this 24, 25 year old kid. I'm like, he probably can't handle his fucking liquor and he's right, just right, being a little shit. So fucking whatever. Just let it go. Right. So he's standing behind Shay's girlfriend and like waving and trying to distract us and shit. And he's just being a little fuckhead. And then he just kind of walked off. And a little later, he comes back and he starts, I see he's over near Sam Larson's there. And he's talking.
Is that Fat Sam?
Fat Sam.
Cool.
So he's talking shit to Sam and like looking at us. And at one point I see Sam got really annoyed with this kid. And I couldn't exactly say hear what Sam was saying, but he must have said like, I dare you to fucking say that to them, you know?
Right.
So the kid leaves Sam and comes up to me and whatever he was gonna say, he lost his nerve and turns around and points at Sam and goes, that guy just said you're a bunch of faggot, or you're a bunch of faggots and you're probably Taliban. Because we're all fucking darker kids, dark for white guys. Uh-oh. And we all got right, the fucking beards and shit. And fucking Gabriel's Taliban. Beard, Gabe's beard is fucking big. And he got his fucking hair pulled back and shit. And so So I grabbed the kid and I put him in a fucking side headlock and I say, dude, and it wasn't a tight one or anything. I was like, dude, you are pissing me the fuck off. Like, you walk away. And the kid's like, I didn't mean anything by it. I was like, just fucking go. He's like, do you want to do a cheers before I leave? I was like, get the fuck out of here. And he turned tail and fucking walked up. Oh my God, I was fucking pissed though. And I was just like, if this kid was older, if he were about my age, I'd beat the shit out of him. But like, he's just a little fucking kid, you know, just little.
He should have just beat the shit out of him.
Fuck that.
Show him what the world's all about.
But I, yeah, like, and then Sam comes over. Yeah, that kid was asking me if I dared him to go over and call you a faggot and shit. And I was like, he just totally blamed that shit on you. He's like, no.
They're probably gay together.
I doubt that. But yeah, fuck, man. What a little fucker.
Oh, well.
How's your little brother doing now?
Oh, dude, he was fine. He really didn't even get all that fucked up. I took him home. Yeah. Like he was worried all night about like, how am I going to get home and shit? And it's like, dude, I had maybe a beer and a half the entire time I was out
there.
When
you're 21, I don't think about that.
Well, he was worried about it. He really didn't tie it on. His friends that he was with.
Yeah.
There's like four of them. Holy fuck. Did they tie their shit on? Like, I was like, it was kind of annoying. I was like, I remember being that young and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't believe I was that dumb, but they were having a lot of fun. So that was good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Right on. Well, I think that's going to about wrap it up for this week.
Do you have a Taylor's 10?
No.
Dude, I got one more story.
We're like at an hour 15.
Dude, it's a good story.
All right.
I got two guys that just started they just started working for me, right? Like, uh-huh. I don't own the fucking business, but I do manage it and shit. So I got these two fucking guys. They just started working for me. And they're fucking awesome. And they work in the back where, like, nobody can really, like... Nobody can really see them. No one can really hear them or nothing. They don't know that I know. They didn't know that I knew this, but like I'd kind of go back there and I could hear them and they'd be rapping back and forth at each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're actually kind of decent, you know, like the one guy'd start rapping and he'd just start rapping about this shit and that shit. And then the other guy'd just start rapping about this other stuff and the other stuff. And like, I don't mind. No one can fucking hear them. They're doing their jobs. It's fucking cool. So the other day, like, they're getting towards the end of their shift, and they still got some shit to do, and I kind of go back to where they're working, and I have no fucking clue where they are, right? So I'm, like, looking around for them, right? And then I can hear them from around the corner. I can hear one of them rapping at the other guy. And I come around this corner, and the guy sees me and automatically just stops rapping, and he's like, I'm sorry. I was like, dude, I don't give a fuck that you guys are rapping. I was like, I know you guys have been doing this all fucking day. I was like, just go do it over there and finish up what you're supposed to do. And it's cool. And then he's like, oh, okay. And like, you could tell he really felt bad about it and shit. And I didn't want him to feel bad about it neither. I just wanted him to, you know, fucking do his shit while he was having his fun or whatnot.
Nobody raps on my watch.
So I just, so like to kind of break his tension or whatever the fuck he had going on there.
You bust out a rap.
No, I says to him, I go, do you know what my rap name would, do you know what my name would be if I were a rapper? He's like, what? I was like, MC Forrest Gump, because my shit's straight retarded. So he felt better after that. That's my story.
You know what my rap name would be?
No.
Easy motherfucking E.
No, it wouldn't.
Maybe. I don't know.
Why? Because you have AIDS?
Is that how he died?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Cool.
He's got a dirty dick and now he's dead.
Ugh.
I'd be Ice P.
Ice P.
Yep.
There you are.
Nice. All right, that's been this week's edition of Comic Cancuzzi. I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
I'm Cool Wise.
Have a week.
It's Christmas next week, everybody. Get ready for Christmas Claus.